I set out to write this article because I wanted to understand how unmotherhood can be as medically mediated as motherhood. To be marked by society as a potential mother, a mark which is loaded with a variety of assumptions based on gender, race, class, sexuality, and bodily ability, means to live in a constant state of not yet. This transient state leaves one vulnerable to a host of invasive questions when with family and friends, to assumptions about the kind of care that you need when you are in a doctor's office, and to often violent legal regulation and government surveillance of your body. Because unmotherhood is often understood to be a state defined by the negative or by absence, the specific dynamics that shape what it means to live in that moment go understudied. While studies in history, culture, and literature have crucially focused on individual iterations of unmotherhood, studies focusing specifically on, for example, either abortion, contraception use, or miscarriage, there's little work that considers these forms of unmotherhood together, and that's with good reason. The emotional toll, embodied experience, and ontological states of each vary widely. Methods of state control and surveillance over these states overlap but are structurally distinct. And each form of deferring or rejecting motherhood exists in a different relationship with the state of motherhood itself. As a scholar invested in the intersections of medicine and literature, I wanted to understand how literary depictions of medically mediated a motherhood make the state more visible beyond that passivity. In reading different iterations of unmotherhood together, I want to offer a provocation of what it might mean to engage with these experiences more capaciously. How might doing so illuminate interlocking social, legal, and medical power dynamics that determine how and why these stories are made legible, and how they might enable the forms of intimacy and support one can find with their care providers, their fellow patients, their families, and their partners. Writing from a post-Roe United States, I also wanted to determine how the study of these narratives can help shed light on the ways that the logics of pronatalism pit these various forms of unmotherhood against each other, masking how they together speak to the ways that maternity is promoted for some and denied others, and how universal access to reproductive care is constantly under threat.